You're welcome back to part two of Religion Matters. This is Brenda Dunn with you on Sunday morning here on KFM. I hope that your day is going well so far. I'm going to say hello to my next guest, and I'm delighted to be joined by Katrina Sheridan, and she's Head of Fundraising and Marketing with Trocra, based in Maynooth, very close to us here in KFM. Katrina, you're very welcome to Religion Matters.
Good morning, Brenda.
Thanks for joining us on this Sunday morning. I know it's been an incredibly busy week for you, because Lent being one of your busiest times. But talk to me a little bit about this year's Trocra theme for Lent.
Okay, so Brenda, this year's theme is all about climate change, and we're featuring a community in Ethiopia. And Ethiopia, there's a region there in northern Ethiopia which suffers from severe drought due to climate change. So over the years, the community have been monitoring temperatures, and they see huge disparity in terms of rising temperatures, which causes issues in terms of growing their crops. So this year's Lenten campaign is focused on a girl called Malhet. She's 13 years old. And when we talk to Malhet, she talks about her community, how hard her parents and those of her friends have to work in terms of actually getting yields from their farms. So what Trocra is doing is essentially putting in irrigation systems, and we do this not just in our Ethiopian communities, but across the world. So the Lenten campaign is an opportunity for us to really restore funds to effectively drive programs to address climate change all over the world in our 20 countries. Last year, we helped over 3.4 million people. And again, this is a huge due to the fantastic gratitude and help of the Irish people.
Yeah, and it is possible. I mean, it is that simple, but yet that scientific, to be able to say that these problems are being caused in X place by behaviours of people resulting in climate change in other places. It is that, you know, we're at that stage where we're actually able to say what you're doing here is causing these issues in climate change, and these are the effects on the ground that for everyone to see.
That's it. The Intergovernmental Panel of Climate Change has issued their fifth review, mm-hmm. and that's based on research and involves panels of over 1,700 scientists and reviewers all over the world. So we're at the stage where, you know, the debate isn't about climate change, it's all about how do we address it. So, for example, like continents like Africa, they contribute just to 3% of the carbon emissions. Yet the communities in Africa are one of the worst affected by those severe climate changes, going from drought to huge flooding. So, for example, last year our Lenten campaign focused on Malawi. And as we speak today, one of our colleagues, Ethna Brennan, who I was speaking to yesterday, talked about the huge flooding that is going on, where 6 months prior there would have been drought. So there's huge variabilities, and I suppose the message here is that the people that are causing least in terms of climate carbon emissions are actually being impacted most. And that's why it's important for us to get the message across about our own actions in terms of, you know, how we manage the world's precious resources. Yeah. And that's very much something that's part of our development education program. And, you know, then also in terms of generating funds to actually address the impacts of climate change, so people can actually survive and live and thrive.
Yeah, and I suppose that's where the whole phrase climate justice comes in as well. It's that the, you know, everyone deserves to justice when it comes to climate change and climate effects. Now, the girl on this year's Trocra box, she's absolutely gorgeous. What did you say her name was? Malhet, is it?
Malhet, yeah.
And how tell us a little bit about her and her family and how they're going to benefit from this year's Trocra campaign.
Okay, well, Malhet is of a family of five, and her mum and dad work extremely hard. And she's just a really bright child. She's very ambitious, you know, talks a lot about her education, what she wants to do, is very worried about her father and mother and how hard they have to work in the fields. You know, and I suppose, you know, was feeling very nervous about being in all of these Trocra boxes all over Ireland. So it's kind of really interesting to hear her reflections on all of this. And, you know, she personally has been impacted, you know, her growth has been impacted by by, you know, the whole hunger issue and the lack of food. So she's 13 years old, but she actually looks more like nine. So, you know, that's, I suppose, a personal story. But she's bright and bubbly and very excited to be part of this campaign. And isn't, I suppose, it's kind of hard to to kind of think about, you know, 8,000 miles away.
Yeah.
Your picture is everywhere all over the world. But just a fabulous community. I suppose one of the things, Brenda, is, you know, and you only see this when you travel, is the huge dignity of the people. These people don't want handouts. They want to be self-empowered. They want to be self-sufficient. And Focal's work is very much focused on empowering communities to help themselves.
Now, we're all very familiar with the Throcra Box, and but you've gone digital this year with the Throcra Box. Tell us about that.
That's right, yes. What we've been seeing, Brenda, over the years is that our online donations are growing. And I suppose this is really the coming of the digital age here in Ireland. And we felt, I suppose, the next appropriate step was to create an app. And what we wanted to do in terms of the creation of this app was bring the old with the new. So what we've done is we've created an app which people can share with their friends and family. They can choose to either donate themselves or, you know, give straight donations and ask their families and friends to support them. They can socialize it with their friends via their Facebook, via their SMS, via their LinkedIn and Twitter. In addition to that, they can also decide to give up something and tell their friends that this is what they're doing. So give up chocolate, give up alcohol, or they can decide that they want to fast. So we've taken all of those old components of Lent and incorporated them into a digital app. And in addition to that, there's also notifications which we can send through. So people get to know a little bit more about Malhesh, about the family in Ethiopia, about climate justice, and Troker's work and the impact that we're having overseas.
Yeah, it's a great idea, and I downloaded it the other day. It's free to download, and it's quite clever, and it's, you know, lovely feel to it. And you actually get to drop some money into the Throcra Box to kick off your registration. So it's very, very clever. So well done on that. Now, I know the Throcra puts a huge amount of energy and resources every year into educating children in primary and post-primary schools about the work that you do, but especially around Lent. So tell us a little bit about the school resources this year, because I think I saw a very, very beautifully animated climate change video with featuring bumblebees, I think.
That's right, yes. So we've created a character called CJ, and CJ stands for climate justice, and he's a bumblebee, which is quite appropriate because we do rely on the bees in the world to keep us going. So essentially, it's really bringing that whole climate justice in a very simplified way. Again, you know, digital is very important in this, so we've used some videos, and the resources are there really targeted at both, you know, the primary level and secondary level, just so people get an understanding of climate justice, of what's occurring there. We've conducted some research across a number of our key countries just to identify the impacts of that, but also to reflect in terms of, you know, what we can do about it. And that, I suppose, we have a sense of responsibility there. And, you know, our research and our interaction with kids would indicate that actually our children are really have a great understanding of this. And it's about reinforcing that and them reinforcing that with their parents also as well.
Yeah.
So kids are a great agent of change. And it's about, again, bringing that story. So bringing an element of the statistics, bringing an understanding of, you know, their responsibility, and also bringing that overseas impact piece to the children as well.
No, it's, as I said, it's clever, and the little cartoon is lovely. CJ, I think he'll be very popular with the younger people. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit just about this whole issue of charity fatigue, but we've been talking about all these wonderful resources, and we haven't given the listeners any idea of how to access them. So maybe at this stage you might just tell people what's the best way to get in touch with you in Throcra, and where all these wonderful resources are.
Okay, well, I suppose the first thing is I just wanted to thank the people of Kildare so much for their wonderful support. So last year, They raised over €270,000 for the Troca Lenten campaign, and we're just extremely grateful for their support and could not do the work without that. In terms of way to do that, we have the traditional way, so we're hugely fortunate to have a great network throughout our church and parishes where you can get your Lenten box. In addition to that, through our schools network, people can get the Troca box into their home as well. We're also sending out direct mails, and you can also call our centre here in Maynooth, where you can make donations. You can donate online, and obviously there is the new app as well.
Yeah, great.
In addition to that, we also have a partnership with OnPost. And again, people can donate through the OnPost network as well. So quite a variety of ways.
Plenty of ways, yeah.
Encourage people to support us in any way that they can.
Yeah. Now, I spoke to some of your colleagues before about this, but I suppose that there's been, charities have been in the headlines a lot in the last couple of years, and there was this whole new phrase, it seemed to me, of charity fatigue. And has Troca noticed this whole issue of charity fatigue, where people are just so tired of all the worthy causes? I mean, it's a horrible thing to even bring up, but have you noticed that, or are you sort of keeping, are things keeping steady for you in Troca?
Okay, so in terms of, you know, I think certainly in December 2013, when there was a lot of discussion around certain charities within the sector, there definitely was a loss of trust in the sector, but the recent data would actually indicate that that's improving as well. We also have to realise that we've gone through quite a bad economic cycle, and, you know, people have been hugely impacted, and there are so many important causes out there that need support because, you know, possibly the public funds weren't there to do that as well. But for us in Troca, you know, people have continued to support us, which has been fantastic. So that trust was more at an overall sectoral level, Brenda, rather than individual brands. People have remained very committed to, you know, their own charities. Now, we have certainly seen a loss in income. Like the Lenten campaign at its height would have been at 12 million. And last year, we've brought in the order of 8 million. Mm-hmm. Now, that has grown. So that would have been 5% up on the previous year. But it is down versus, you know, those significant
heights of 2006. Well, listen, Troca.ie, Troca.org, and on Twitter at Troca, you can follow all of the news about the Lenten campaign. Katrina Sheridan from Troca, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and best of luck with this year's campaign.
Thank you, Brenda.